You're listening to Booth Talk from the Aftermovie Diner. And on this episode, I talk to an actor probably best known for her early TV cult successes, Freaks and Geeks, and the last series of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sarah Hagen, who can now be seen as the lead in the challenging psychological drama, thriller, horror, opposite diner favourite Barbara Crampton, Sunchoke. I talk to her all about the making of that film and getting her start in the business with Freaks and Geeks. Hope you enjoy.
So what first drew you to the project of Sunchoke?
It was the challenge, I guess, of the role of Janie. That's what drew me, I guess, to the project. There's a lot of mystery behind Janie. I'd have to do a lot of research and developing my own backstory for the character. A lot of physical, research, as far as, the seizure episodes and, wearing the shock collar and, all that. So it's, I haven't played a character like this before either. So it was scary, but it was in a risk. But that's why I kind of had to do it as an actor. I mean, as an actor, this is what you hope for. You hope for challenging characters and being able to portray them all the time. Otherwise, I think it would just get a little boring.
Always
playing the same roles all the time. But that was really exciting for me to get this opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask about sort of the not only the physicality, but also the sort of psychology of the role and the demands of that. How did you cope, and sort of what role did both the director, but also your the rest of the cast, how did they help with that?
The director helped a lot. He had already put together a list of YouTube links that he's used for watching seizures and seeing what they entail, as well as the shock collar and then also weird cadences of speech, where someone's potentially really drugged or whatever, and so they have a hard time speaking normal words. There's some videos on that, as well as script on that. So and then he had a list of films too that he used that had similar themes and style that he was trying to get across and portray in Sunchoke. So he sent me over all that stuff, which is stuff that he had already put together. So it was just up to me to spend those 2 weeks before we started shooting to really dive in and do as much of that research as I possibly could, as watch as many films, videos, all that stuff. And then as well as just going through the script and figuring out what state emotionally Janie is in for this particular moment in the film. There was a lot of that I had to do. And, working with Barbara and Sarah, they're great. We're prepared. We didn't get a lot of time to hang out or get to know each other before we started filming, but which was fine for the relationship that Janie and Savannah has, because Janie doesn't know Savannah and Savannah doesn't know Janie, so it's totally fine. But for Irma and Janie's relationship, it was a bit more all right, we don't know each other, but we're gonna have to act like we have known each other for as long as Janie's been alive. So but Barbara is just an amazing actress, and she makes you feel so comfortable and gives you so much as an actor that it was really easy for me to create that chemistry with her and right off the bat and, work with her. So yeah. It was nice.
Yeah, no, I've actually spoken to Barbara a couple of times on the show, and she's fantastic. She's one of my favorites. Were you aware of her body of work? Did some of the roles that she had played in the past know that you were in safe hands, kind of thing?
I was not until after we finished shooting Sunshow, which was actually better for me, because otherwise I probably would have been like, I can't act next to you. You're like a scream queen, like goddess in this genre, and I can't fuck with that. But like, so it's good that I was like, I don't really know anything about Barbara except that she is this well-seasoned actress, and that's all I really knew. But yeah, no, I mean, I didn't really know anything. So yeah, it was good. It was good. I think the way it worked out was perfect.
Yeah, no, you work very well together, certainly in the finished article. And, you know, I obviously know her to be very friendly and supportive. So that's awesome. And so if you weren't necessarily aware of her work, were you aware of sort of, was this looked on as a horror thriller film? Or was it played more for the drama, and it just happened to have sort of horrific and thriller aspects? Or were you definitely making a genre film?
No, I think, I mean, I never really play genre. I kind of just play a character going through a certain situation. So I guess in that aspect, it would have been, I played the drama of it, you know, and more of the psychology of, I guess, in the mental state of the character. And then there were just these horrific aspects that were part of it.
And what were both the benefits for you, but also the maybe the constriction or restrictions for you of such a small cast and such a small sort of set of sets, if that makes sense, set of settings?
I think it's smaller sets are nice in the sense that you feel like you can be more creative and flexible. Like there's more room to like breathe, you know, which is funny because, you know, it's not like claustrophobic. There's not just lots of people surrounding you. So it also makes you feel a little bit more like you can be vulnerable and that's okay. It was nice. I like smaller sets personally. But it also means that there's a lot of people doing not just one job, but multiple jobs, and things might take a little bit longer to get set up and move around and all that stuff. But in the end, I feel like it's a little bit more intimate of an experience.
Yeah. And you've worked, obviously, before in two cult shows that still have exceptionally large followings in Buffy and Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
What has that experience been like? And what does it mean to you now with a little bit of hindsight from both series?
Those experiences were amazing. I mean, they're some of my first experiences. I mean, Freaks and Geeks was my first real work here in Los Angeles. I was doing mostly theater in Houston, Texas. So that was amazing. And we didn't know, I mean, we all thought it was like an awesome thing what we were creating at the time, but we didn't know now that it would be a cult sensation, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it was all of our like first things, like, you know, James Franco wasn't James Franco. He was Seth Rogen.
No, right.
Seth Rogen, like Judd Apatow or Paul Feig, you know, like, and it was we were a family for that whole year of like filming, and we were making something that was just, we all had like a creative responsibility and say in, and that was a fabulous start for the first thing that I've ever done in LA. Like, I couldn't have asked for a better experience. And then I went to Buffy, which was you know, and I didn't watch like a lot of TV growing up, and so I really didn't know the success of Buffy the Vampire Slayer when I worked on the show. Even though it was in its seventh season, so it had great success, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
And they've already developed like a way of working, a system, a formula, like everything like that. So everyone was in their groove. Things were running pretty smoothly. There were hiccups here and there, but like really it was just like it was a set in set, like it was functioning. Whereas Recent Geek, like we were all still like figuring out like what this show is and what it's all about and all that stuff. You know, like Buffy was set. It was in its last season and everyone knew it was last season. It was a much different, it's a very different experience. It was a darker set, and not in the sense of everyone was depressed. I mean, like, the sets were darker, the clothing was darker, like, you know, you've got vampires and uber vamps and makeup, yeah. Heavy makeup and all that stuff and fighting. So that was exciting for me because it was just like, it was so different. And it was fun and these sets were amazing that I got to work on. So that was awesome. And then I just didn't realize how huge of a cult following like Buffy had. And so when I did these shows, I had no idea. I was just kind of going through the motions. I was just playing these playing this character and going. And then at the end, like, I now have realized that I was a part of two cult shows. That is amazing. And it, you know, helped me as an actor, get more opportunities, like these, like being in independent films and stuff. And, you know, you also, I guess, which I didn't really realize doing for some weeks, but, you know, I kind of sometimes get pigeonholed as Millie. Like, I can't seem to get out of, well, she's Millie. Like, like she can't play anything else, which is unfortunate and a little fascinating. It's a lot harder for me. You think, like, it would be easy for me because I've done these shows. So it's like, maybe I'll get more work and the work will come more easily. But it's hard for me because I can't get past that iconic character. And that's why I do love doing independent film, is for these opportunities of playing these characters that I'm not given on, you know, network television or feature like studio films. You know, it's like, these opportunities are great for me, and it's mostly to develop myself as an actor even more, and, you know, for exposure in that sense. And, I don't know if I answered your question, but
That's fantastic. And so the plan will be to do more of these types of films. Obviously, I hope that Sunstroke gains its own large cult following, and that obviously people see it and they see you doing something that is 180 from the characters they may know you from TV. It is a far more, as you said, physically and mentally exerting role, which is fantastic. So is the plan to do more of these? Is this what we can expect to see you in the future, more films where you're stretching your roles and abilities?
Yes, I mean, I hope so. Absolutely. I hope to, you know, do more, you know, network television type of stuff or cable television. I mean, there's so much amazing television that's on right now that it's like, I can't wait to be a part of, another show, you know, and have that to look forward to every week, you know, and all that stuff. But I want to continue to do independent films and stretch my abilities as an actor, and
That's fantastic.
It's work.
Yeah, of course. Well, look,
it's what I love to do.
Yeah, of course. So no, all the best of luck with Sunstroke, and I wish you and the rest of the cast and the crew all the best of luck with it in the future, and thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much.